This is A Course in Miracles. It is your path of enlightenment. It is your journey without distance in the space of an instant of reality. This is a required course. Only the time you take it is voluntary. Free will does not mean that you can establish the curriculum. It means only that you can elect what you want to take at a given time. This course does not aim at teaching the meaning of love, for that is beyond what can be taught. It does aim, however, at removing the blocks to the awareness of love's presence, which is your natural inheritance. The opposite of love is fear, but what is all-encompassing can have no opposite. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God. The purpose of this workbook is to train your mind in a systematic way to a different perception of everyone and everything in the world. It is doing these exercises that will make the goal of this course possible. An untrained mind can accomplish nothing. Transfer of training in true perception does not proceed as does transfer of the training of the world. If true perception has been achieved in connection with any person, situation, or event, total transfer to everyone and everything is certain. Remember that one exception held apart from true perception makes its accomplishments anywhere impossible. The very nature of true perception is that it has no limits. It is the opposite of the way that you see now. So here we are once again in this Course in Miracles, the idea that it's possible for you to change your own conceptual association with yourself in its entirety and in a moment recognize that the universe is all around you. We're doing this idea of quantum healing in the perspective of the video that we just completed. That is, we're going to show you that any whole mind contained within your objective association of yourself can offer you the entirety of your solution, because there is only one mind. Okay? So the idea that I can heal you with my mind in my entirety of the power of love that I'm feeling for you is nothing but a moment of communication that occurs in the certainty that we share that love together. One of the great lessons of our Savior Jesus in the idea of the healing practice is nothing but his declaration of I love you. The idea that I can teach you quantum healing in a moment of an entirety of an expression of self-identity is the nature of my declaration to you based on the illumination that occurred within my own mind. I'm offering you, as a reflection of your mind, my certainty of who you are, the certainty that I am entire in my association with universal mind, came about through an expression of Jesus, being born again in the realization of continuing quantum instances of reality that convert the idea of sequential time, that convert the idea simultaneously in my mind that time was sequential. The entire teaching of the reflection of the mind of Jesus Christ in the New Testament is nothing but a declaration that the Old Testament of you demonstrated the idea of an objective God somehow separate from you in eternity, but allowing you to represent yourself through your own recognition of separation as having a true relationship with eternal life. The appearance of our Savior Jesus in as a quantum healer, as a moment of recognition of a new space-time reference, is all that the New Testament actually teaches. When they inquire of Jesus, and we'll do just a little, are you familiar with the New Testament at all? The Christian religion, I don't know where you are with this, and I'm not concerned, since obviously I'm not from here. Neither are you. Okay. One of the teachings of the Saviorship of Jesus is that you're not from here. Say that to me. Say, I'm not from here. Yes. When Jesus appears as a quantum healer, within the short time that he was here on earth, he immediately said, I'm going to demonstrate to you another space, another time that we actually are sharing together if you are willing, through an idea that I am offering you about yourself, recognize the power that is given you to understand a true relationship within space-time. If that's like Sermon on the Mount, it is. In Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says that the enemy that you perceive objectively outside yourself is actually you. Everything that appears to be happening to you by that enemy is nothing but an objective projection of your own mind, representing your need to deny the entirety of your reality. The power that is given you by the assertion of saviorship of Jesus is being offered to you at this instant if the direction of his instruction to you is true, and I assure you that it is, that all power is given unto you in heaven and earth, and that through forgiveness, through the laying down of the defenses of your objective correspondence, you will momentarily feel the fear of God that previously represented your determination to remain within the schism or separate from your own reality. Let's go back and take just a little look at what we showed on the last video. The idea that in the entirety of the circumference of location, in an expanding mode from a single point that lasted but a moment in time, you can recognize the entirety of universal mind. Look and listen. With the quantum re-identification of time to eternity, cause and effect are reunited. See that? Your release is a state where exchange is replaced by dimensionless extension. your limited universe of potential is used up and transformed to an entirety of kinetic eternity. It will include all of you and all of your located self-relationships. Why? The false bottom dissolves and what? You spring into light. Listen, the world is full of miracles. They stand in shining silence next to every dream of pain and suffering and of sin and guilt that you're experiencing. Here we go. Beginning here, salvation will proceed to change the course of every step in the descent to separation, with all the steps retraced, the latter gone, and all the dreaming of the world undone. Let's look at it together as an idea that could actually occur at this time and then in this place. You're watching this video, there's no question about that. The name of this video is Quantum Healing, I believe we're going to call it, or the idea that there is available to you within the species of your self-identity as a human, okay, an instantaneous converting mechanism that will bring about a metamorphosis exposing your Christ mind. This is the teachings of Jesus. Would you like to look at why the establishment of the world objects to the fundamental teaching of Jesus? Okay, this is what I'm expressing to you. Obviously, when he appeared, as I am appearing with you now, if you'll accept it, since all of space-time is going on all the time, he immediately began to offer miraculous solutions to cause and effect problems that would show the objective association, the instantaneous healing that was possible through the power of his own mind. The problem was this. He was going to have to indicate, and does indicate to you, as I am indicating to you, that the Father and Son are one. Say that to me. Yes. The idea that you share the entirety of the power of the universe and have in you the capacity, as he demonstrates in the power of his mind, to heal the sick and raise the dead, is where your conceptual objection occurs. You want to look at it with me? This is from your own New Testament. Okay, here I am with the Holy Bible. Here I am going to offer you suddenly the ideas that are represented in John, all right, okay, as associated with the Course in Miracles, which obviously comes from the mind of Jesus and expresses exactly the same thing that he's going to express here. Listen. Then answered Jesus, and he said to them, "Verily I say unto you," are you listening? "The Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do." Are you ready? "For what things soever he does, those also doth the Son likewise." Why? "The Father loveth the Son and showeth him all things that himself doeth. And he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel." Perhaps you like the idea that I'm saying doeth and showeth and verily I say unto you. But I assure you that what that scripture says is that the power of the mind of God is available to you as a human being in its entirety. Not only does it say that, but it says that the power of God will show you how to do it, will enlighten you, will show you a procedure of mind where through the forgiveness of your objective association, you can realize your own wholeness. On with the scripture. "For the Father loveth the Son and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these that you can marvel." Are you ready? "For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quicketh them, even so the Son quicketh whom he will. And you're not going to like that. And if you like it with me, I can show you that the power that we share together comes from God, not by our determination to separate ourselves from each other and express a determination to utilize the power of separation to demonstrate the continuation of our necessity to sequence time and die. So what do we have in the scripture? The idea of a quantum moment that will be available to you. This is Jesus to Nicodemus. It's necessary that you be born again in this quantum moment so that you can experience the entirety of the realization of your own association with the power and love of God. You're not going to like the next sentence that I'm going to read to you, but if you're a Christian, and I'm presuming you are, since I'm representing pretty much to you the idea of the resurrection of my Savior, Jesus, who in my illuminate redetermination of myself showed me his whole mind. You're not going to like the next sentence, but you might as well listen to it with me. For as a father raiseth up the dead and quicketh them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. Here's the sentence. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. What a terrible dilemma. What a terrible dilemma we're in by being forced to acknowledge somewhere within the particulars of the reasonableness of this teaching that God does not judge. The association that the saviorship of Jesus offers to you, okay, cannot not be the identification of yourself in relationship, okay, with the associations of human form that you find within this continuum of time. If God does not judge, the idea that an eternally creating source of reality would judge is obviously ridiculous. What is it that he would judge? Could he judge his own perfection? Could he condemn his Son to the idea of the correspondence of the idea of pain and loneliness and death as expressed in this world? No, no. Let's start with the fundamental premise that God, eternity, does not judge. Why? It perforce allows us to look at the conceptual associations that we formulate in judgment in order to justify our separation. And we employ the power of that judgment, these are called the laws of man, to justify our bodily form identity. Now, God does not judge. Why? He has left judgment to us. Let's read a little more. For the Father judges no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. Are you listening? He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which has sent him. Why? If you can't see within your association of yourself your own perfection, based on the idea of the power of universal mind, you'll end up in a condemnation of yourself in the guilt of your separation. And if that's a little too theological for you, there's nothing I can do about it, because what I'm offering you at this moment is a quantum re-identity of yourself within your own conceptual mind. And this is the teaching of the New Testament. And this is what Jesus demonstrated in his miracle healing and is demonstrating now. Listen a little more. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death into life, and is already passed from death into life. That scripture said, he that hears me is already alive and gone from here. The instantaneous communication that he offered and is offering to this world passed you immediately from the idea of death to eternal life. Fundamentally, it showed you that the idea of separation lasted but a moment in your mind. The idea of loneliness and pain and death that you are experiencing now or were experiencing in your association have passed away entirely in this moment of the recognition of love and forgiveness that we're sharing. It's passed away. Let's try it again. This world was over a long time ago. I want you to say this to me based on this scripture. Okay? If you believe me, if you will believe that I am offering you the power to heal the sick and to raise the dead based on my certainty that the cause of pain and death is you in your association with yourself. When Jesus says, I am the Savior of the world, and I will represent to you your Saviorship. He means it in the truest sense of the word. You are the Savior of this world because you are the cause of this world. And all of the conflict that you feel in the idea of your objective body is nothing but your determination to inflict through fear pain and loneliness and death on yourself as represented by images that you have projected from yourself and are determined to retain in the conflict of your own mind. Let's complete this scripture. Verily I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Could you see that? The idea of a quantum moment is the idea of the expression of that scripture. Jesus says, the hour is coming and now is. When the idea of death, your idea of time, your idea of what you are, okay, has been converted in an instant of a new miracle reality that shows you plainly what you are. It'll be exciting for you in your church establishments to understand that perhaps the time and place has come when you have decided within your own mind that you're going to represent the certainty of causation that will empower you with a light reality, a strength through love and forgiveness that will be so momentous as compared to what you thought you were, that it will be literally a miracle and it will be unbelievable to you, because the power to heal the sick and raise the dead is what the scripture says and is what is represented to you at this time and in this place through the reading thereof. Listen. The hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Listen. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. Are you listening? And hath given him authority to execute judgment also, very simply, because he is the Son of Man. The idea of execution of the conversion of the power of the consciousness association of yourself as a singular idea, both of separation and of eternal reality, are quantum moments of healing that I hope you're experiencing with me at this time and in this place. Remember that I'm a projection of your mind that you have given an identity separate from yourself. And I see that that's the procedure that many of you religious advocates of Jesus recommend that you adhere to, that somehow Jesus is an objective form outside of you. This is obviously not what Jesus is offering you within this scripture. Jesus says within this scripture very simply, I am you. He says very simply, okay, there is one Son of God. There is one entirety of reality. That is what you are. If you believe in your own mind, in your consciousness identity, that you are separate from the entirety of the universe, so will it be with you. But the idea that you are separate and a separate self occupying that body cannot not include the idea that I am offering you, since I am a product of your own mind. And if I can get you at this moment to release the defenses of the objective association of time that you are employing to give me a body identity separate from yourself. Okay, the idea of a quantum instant, the idea that we will collapse together into a new light form will be available to you and hopefully is occurring right now. Now, that quantum instances that I'm offering you have shortened time so much that the first 30 minutes of this new idea of quantum healing have elapsed. What you have to remember from me and the certainty of this teaching is that all of it's always going to be over and gone anyway. But that does not mean that contained in your old testament of fear of God is not the new illusion of the reality of love that is present with you at this time and place through the Christhood of you, the resurrection of our Savior Jesus, who is standing next to you at this time and place in that quantum moment of realization. Stay with us now, and we'll be back in just a moment, because in the next 30 minutes, we're going to attempt to demonstrate the reality of quantum healing. Remember that God goes with us wherever we go, because God is the mind with which we are thinking. And we're going to say together, God bless us, everyone. This is A Course in Miracles. It is your path of enlightenment. It is your journey without distance in the space of an instant of reality. So this is a moment of quantum healing. The idea that you're watching this video and you've decided, regardless of the identification that you have heretofore given me in your relationship with your own idea about yourself, you are going to accept a very fundamental premise that I am offering you now within the entirety of the containment of the illusion of objective reality within your mind, all right, that a miracle is occurring at this moment that offers you a complete revision of the associations contained within your own mind. It certainly includes the idea of God, the idea that you would define God within your conceptual mind, is the falsity of your conceptual teaching. Because the definitions of yourself that you hold in correspondence with this continuum of time, give you an objectification of your conceptual mind that justifies the arrangements of ideas that you have about yourself that are contained within this little circle of dark form represented by the potential of the idea of separation. Now, that misplacement of yourself is what has given you the body form. The occurrence as prophesied within your objective teaching, okay, of the appearance of a savior within a body form as identified by you, representing a realignment of yourself in time, are precisely and exactly what the teachings of this Course in Miracles through the mind of the Savior of this world, as we're going to identify him, and you could call him anything you want to, but certainly if I'm going to read to you a demonstration of his continuing resurrection based on your recognition through the forgiveness of your enemy, who is you. Say to me, let's try it just for a second. See if you can get the picture of this. This is from the scripture of Jesus Christ. Say to me, my enemy is myself. Yeah. Look with me just for a moment at the necessity for you to forgive your enemy if your enemy is a reflection of your own objective association with yourself and he's always over and gone anyway. The space that you occupy in your objective association and justify by the relative association of the speed of light denies you the access to the entirety that's available to you. The problem that you have with this new definition of yourself that I am offering you through my mind, my illuminate mind, which is your mind, since there is only one mind, are your idea of self-identification. One thing for sure, this is from my teaching and from the teachings of Jesus, you are either going to be a son of man, confined the idea of objective association based on the fathership of this world, or you're going to be a son of God in the entirety of your recognition of the wholeness of you in universal mind. So this is quantum healing, and we did end up a little bit with the idea of the saviorship of Jesus, very simply because the Course in Miracles is finally going to be recognized out in the world is coming from his mind through yours to the certainty of the conversion of the world. We're going to take a look. What did we offer you? The certainty that you can heal the sick and raise the dead. Now, the inquiry that the disciples, the followers of Jesus, ask within their own conceptual associations concerning themselves are contained within the New Testament. Listen to this. Little chapter 14 from Jesus. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Could you hear that? If you're going to believe in God, why not believe in everything? I don't know if you're going to come back to this or not. I can't get through when I begin to do scripture. I can't get through one idea. He says, if you believe, don't worry. If you believe in God, why don't you believe in me? Because I'm going to represent yourself until you can come to believe in yourself. Okay, listen. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, and I go to prepare a place for you. Let's look at it together. The idea that the kingdom of God is contained in you allows you to see yourself within a replication of that mansion of God. In your Father's house will be many mansions based on the entirety of your conceptual recognition of yourself that formulates in a quantum instant of your own recognition. Okay? This is the whole idea that you can, through your own self-identity, see yourself as whole and perfect without regard to someone else. Could you see that with me? this from Jesus now. He said, you don't have to be concerned about that. The guilt of your self-identity is being converted by our certainty of love and forgiveness for each other. Listen. And if I go and I prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way that you know. Do you like that idea? When I appear now before you as a body identity, in my Christhood, you will recognize ourself in association with each other, because there is only one separation as well as only one truth. Everything that I am telling you now in this space-time from this scripture, you already know. Can you see that with me? It would be impossible if you're contained within that consciousness association of yourself, okay, now manifest in pain and loneliness and death, that you are not searching for and will find a solution to the problem that you are imprisoned in this space-time. The offering of this scripture, and indeed the scripture of A Course in Miracles, is to show you that any single identity of wholeness contained within eternally creating reality of mind cannot not be you. And conversely, any idea of separation in space-time that replicates the idea of life cannot be contained except in your own mind. That's what the scripture says. Listen. What did you do? Catch me by picking up this Bible to read it again? We've been doing scripture. Not only have we been doing scripture based on the New Testament, and of course the Course in Miracles and association of Jesus' mind, but more and more we're being accepted in the fundamental idea of the necessity for you to be born again, in the certainty that in this quantum healing, the ideas of energy of light can show you the power of your mind to be instantly whole and perfect. That's this offering, isn't it? So the next time that you sit down, perhaps with John, with the Bible, and we're going to read this, when you read this, you'll say, hey, wait a minute. This message that occurred apparently 2,000 years ago is not 2,000 years ago. It's here and now. When you read the scripture of the mind of Jesus, why would it represent something that's over and gone if he just said to you, I will be with you within the fabric of time, demonstrating to you your own Christhood? That's what this says. Okay, the idea that you would fundamentally accept from my mind to yours the concern that you have in relationship with your separation that does not allow you to include it in with everything that could ever or will ever happen to you is your denial of this fundamental teaching. Listen to me. And I will go and prepare a place for you, and I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Why? Where I'm going, you already know. And Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And listen to this. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. And if you will recognize yourself as what I am, you can come to know your own Christhood. Listen, if you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from now on and henceforth, ye will know him and have seen him. And I am going to what? I'm going to represent the totality of you in your relationship with God. And the question that Philip immediately brings up is, if you'll show us that, Jesus, okay, we'll be able to see it. If you'll show us God, if you'll show us love, if you'll show us forgiveness, if you'll demonstrate to us, separate from ourselves, the phenomena of truth and love, we'll be able to see it. Here's the crucial text in the teaching of the converting mind of quantum healing. Listen to what Jesus says. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it will suffice us. And Jesus says, Phil, have I been so long a time with you that you have not known me? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believe thou not that I am in the Father, and that the Father is in me? And the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he does the work. Listen, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works that I do. And I'm back with you for a moment so you can understand this fundamental teaching. If I'm going to teach you the idea of forgiveness of your objective association, I have to show you that each instant, the entirety of every relationship that you have ever had or will ever have is available to you in its entirety to demonstrate to you the truth and love that you are. The idea that God, a truth, a reality, is somehow separated from your relationships with each other is what has forced you to condemn your brother as separate from what you are. What are we looking at together now? The idea that in the grace of God, the idea that in the power of our shared minds is the realization of a single reality is what I hope is occurring in this quantum moment. So Jesus says, as I'm saying to you, you want me to show you God? Let's look together. It's impossible if God goes with us wherever we go, and I assure you that he does, that God is not in everything that we see. If God is in everything contained within our conceptual mind, all of his power must also be available to us. And this is what Jesus says. And he deals with it directly in the idea of miracle healing. And as soon as we finish this, we're going to try to do some miracle healing for you. Because obviously, in the quantum moment of his occurrence in space-time, he is demonstrating the instant of reality, which may be fearful to you because of your fear of the power of God's mind, but is available to you at this time and place. Listen. Believe me that I am in my Father and the Father in me, or else believe that the works, the miracles that I'm going to do. I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I am going to the Father. Listen, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Are you listening to this? If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it doesn't see him or know him or anything about him, but he does dwell with you, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Listen, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but you will see me, okay? And because I live, you shall live also. And because I live in the certainty of my correspondence with that saviorship, I offer to you the entirety of the presence of the Christhood that we share together. The idea that you would accept the fundamental premise that contained within your conceptual observation of your own consciousness is the entirety of your own Christhood are what have been offered to you on this video and in this time and place. Let's look at it together just for a moment. The scripture that I just read you, okay, from Jesus of Nazareth, from so-called 2,000 years ago, which was actually just a moment ago, says to you, I'm going to demonstrate to you in your own mind my certainty of who you really are, my certainty that you're really not from this time and place, my certainty in the quantum healing that I will demonstrate to you through the power of the exchange of a moment of perfection, the certainty that you can depart this place of loneliness and death at this time and discover that the kingdom of God is actually all around you at this time. Would you like to look at that with me? The idea that's surrounding you at this moment is all of the power of the universe and the beginning of the admission to let it enter into your correspondence may be fearful to you for just a moment. In scripture, Jesus says, this is an ordeal of your conceptual mind that you intend to undergo through the momentary release of the defenses of the dark form of light that constituted that little limited parameter of space-time that previously represented to you. Of course, it's a moment of fear. You are living within the containment of yourself in a body form that you protect and actually believe is real. Okay? The beautiful scripture where Jesus says, when a mother gives birth to the baby, how much ordeal she undergoes in the conversion of the realization that she is offering a new life. As Jesus says, I am born in you, in the recognition of your own Christhood, and that the nature of the rapid conversion of your body is available to you in its entirety at this moment. Now, this is what quantum healing is. The certainty that in the particleization of the forms of light that represent your body, you remain temporally identified with particle identification of separation retained within a ratio of correspondence based on a potential that has actually already disappeared and has been used. Yes, this may be a moment of fear for you, and I'm going to read you just one little paragraph from Jesus about your willingness to undergo just a moment of the ordeal of the healing process that's going on. Listen. Let's look at the ordeal. The roads this world can offer seem to be quite large in number, but the time must come when everyone begins to see how like they are to one another. Men have died on seeing this because they saw no way except the pathways offered by the world, and learning they led nowhere, lost their hope. And yet this was the time when they could have learned their greatest lesson. Are you listening? All must come to this point and go beyond. To look upon the fear of God does need some preparation. Only the sane can look on stark insanity and raving madness with pity and compassion, but not with fear. This is the place to which everyone must come when he is ready. Nor is it possible to look on this too soon. Stand you here a while and tremble not. You will be ready. Let us join together in this quantum instant. Here, with the journey's end before you, you see its purpose. And it is here you choose whether to look upon it or to wander on, only to return once again. You have reached the end of an ancient journey, not realizing yet that it is over. You are still worn and tired, and the desert's dust still seems to cloud your eyes and keep you sightless. Only a little wall of dust still stands between you and your brother. Blow on it lightly and with happy laughter, and it will fall away, and you can walk into the garden that love has prepared for both of you. So, you want to look together with me just a moment about what you've been afraid of? You've been afraid to be healed. Okay. As strange as this may have heretofore appeared to you, the simple truth of the matter is the idea that at this instant you could be perfect and whole as you were created is fearful to you, because it's going to be the loss of a decision that you have made within your own mind to be separate from the entirety of the universe. So it is a moment of fear, isn't it? Will you let me open up that door? Will you let me help you see just for a moment that we can share in a revision of our conceptual association with each other, light forms that will bring about a healing of your body? Some of you who have looked before at what you think I am as a human relationship are continuing to identify me as a 75-year-old carcass. The idea that I'm a body, okay, that has been through ordeals of pain and death can be very true within your own mind. But I assure you that I'm an image of your observation of yourself in correspondence with what you think you are. A quantum moment eliminates the necessity for you to sequence me in time separate from you. Okay, so that if you look at me just for a moment in the instant of our communication, I will appear to you as a single spatial reference in its entirety, because that's what I am and what you cannot not be. So that our conceptual ideas of separation, the idea that you would think of me as this body getting old and dying, I am denying in its entirety. Let's practice just once. Say to me, I am not a body. I'm free. It didn't say to you what you were other than a body. It just said you're not a body. You are not a reflection that you have given me concerning your identity of yourself. I am not that. I am representing to you Jesus, my Christhood, your Christhood, standing right next to you right now. This is the holy instant of the quantum healing procedure that allows that light to merge into your body form. Jesus says, where two or more are gathered, I will be there to demonstrate our shared Christhood. That's the teaching of the resurrection of our mind and body together. Thank you for sharing with me my certainty that there could be no compromise between our conceptual association of pain and death with each other and our certainty that we actually are entirely whole and perfect as we were created and have but been reliving again and again that instant of separation that is over and gone. Remember that God goes with us wherever we go, we know we're going to be seeing you again, because God is the mind with which we are thinking together. And this quantum moment of healing is literally taking over the world at this moment through your acknowledgement of forgiveness and love that we're sharing. Let's say it together. God bless us, everyone.